I think the key to winning was talking about my vision, talking about a more proactive office, the broader set of duties that are in statute, and making sure that the office actually accomplishes that. I talked a lot about the importance of performance audits. People hate to see their tax dollars wasted. And so when you talk about the importance of measuring performance and reporting that to the public and identifying ways to save them money, I think that resonates with them.
So what are the areas that you're going to attack now that you're in office and going after parts of state government that you think are inefficient?
Well, let me walk you through, first of all, the duties of the office, because a lot of people ask, you know, what does the state auditor do? And I describe it as it's supposed to be the constitutional watchdog, looking out for your tax money, making sure it's being spent legally, efficiently, and effectively. So the very first thing is making sure that you do the annual financial statement audits. You also do compliance audits for federal funds. Then you get into fraud investigations and fraud audits. And one of the things we're doing is looking to improve the access for the hotline, making sure people know it exists, making sure they know they can call it to identify where there's concerns for them. And then when it comes to performance audits, looking throughout state and local governments to identify metrics and identify ways to help the public hold government accountable.
Are you looking specifically for financial issues or for performance issues in this area?
Well, performance issues are typically also financial issues. So when you look at that, we're coming from a perspective of dollars spent, how dollars are used, how they're controlled, and things like that. And so that's where we're coming from.
Utah has frequently been honored as one of the best-run state governments in the United States. So does that mean you'll have less to do?
Well, I describe it as they grade on a curve. So even though Utah is the best-managed state, there's always a lot of area for improvement.
And there are areas where the state is struggling. Will you, where people don't have enough resources to do their job? State employees are, you know, stuck out in regional offices where they can't get around to county seats in areas where they'd like to as often as they perhaps need to. Will you be looking for those kinds of issues as well?
We're going to be looking all across the board to say, how do we put in place ways to measure and see where the dollars are going? I mean, one classic area where people scratch their heads. They look at education. Try and track a dollar from your pocket as a taxpayer down to the classroom, and it's pretty much impossible. And so the public gets frustrated with that. They want to see where the money's going. They want to make sure it's not being wasted. And so if you can empower them to help them better see where the dollars are going, then they can help you, figure out better ways to spend the money, more effective ways to spend the money, so it actually accomplishes what it's supposed to.
You mentioned public schools, though, trying to increase the transparency of where that money is going. Are there other areas of state government that you think need to have a light shined on them?
Well, I think you can look all throughout. Right now, a lot of folks are curious where the money's really going when it comes to cities, when it comes to counties. We mentioned school districts. Even when it comes to state agencies, you know, you can look and say Medicaid is a huge part of the budget and keeps growing. Where exactly is the money going? And you hear stories of overpayments to providers and then refunds and then overpayments and refunds and overpayment. The public starts to wonder what's going on. Why do we have these kind of problems? I think there's issues all throughout state and local governments where you can start helping the public engage, that it's not just numbers that scare them, but it's information that matters to them. It's money that's coming out of their family budgets to help fund government services, and they want to make sure that it's being held accountable.
All right. Thank you very much.